People's homes are their sanctuary. You go to your house, you feel safe, you feel comfortable, you want your house to be inviting. I can give that to you, right? And I want to give that to you. I want you to have the experience when you go into your house that you feel a place where you feel secure and safe, and you're making memories with your family, like all this stuff. Like, this is a very sacred thing, working in someone's house. And the energy that you bring into someone's house is so important.
Laura Sanator is a former nurse turned interior designer who's passionate about her work, exploring people's homes, coming up with creative ideas, and putting them into action.
If someone can benefit from something that I'm saying, or I can teach someone, and that greatly benefits how they live their life or how they do their job, then I've done mine. That's all being a good human being.
She brings her experience as a former healthcare worker to the way she cares for her clients, and says she didn't want to be in that industry anymore after witnessing things she characterizes as confusing and mind-boggling.
I am a serial optimist in every avenue of my life. I don't actually know where that came from, because I don't know where that came from. I have to see that the glass is always going to be half full, because if I go the other direction, like, then what is life? We'll prevail. We'll do fine. You know, I think we'll do fine. We have no choice but to do fine.
So Laura took a job with another interior designer working in finance after going back to school for business.
I just started learning and she started teaching me, and I was there for a total of 12 years. And when I got down toward the end, it was one of those things where I knew she was going to be retiring. I knew she wasn't going to sell the business, and it was a decision. It was, do I work for someone else? Or do I go out on my own and try to make it work? It's interesting how things happen and the time in which things happen. It's weird. So I started really learning about design from the back end. It was like, for me, it was about how are we making money, where are we losing money, and how can we make more? I mean, just, you know, like what every other financial person does. I never wanted to own my own business. That wasn't my goal. Like, right, I went to nursing school. I was like, healthcare was my thing, and then it changed. And I always feel like, your higher power opens a window, your choice. You can either stay on the other side of it, or you can float out of it. That's it.
It was serendipity that led Laura to become the entrepreneur she is today.
I had enough capital to, you know, do things that I needed to do to get the business off the ground. So I hired somebody. I was able to do, you know, some marketing, some advertising, just to mainly just be like, hey, I'm here. You know, you have to legitimize yourself. I don't want to be on a book cover. I want to have a really good team. And I'm all about team. And I've always been about team. It's about having the people around you who are better than you that will rise with you. Not you rising on your own and then putting a thumb on everyone else that's around you.
COVID-19 pandemic has created a cottage industry for video conferencing, and it's leading people to do business in a very different way, which Laura is completely fine with.
I sit at my dining room table in the morning and I'm here for 7 hours. I don't leave. I normally don't work at home. I work out of a co-work space, so I'm always around people. It sucks not having my team around me, but you know, this opportunity is great. I'll come out of this on the other side, and whatever that looks like, it'll be all right. I'll make it work.
And how will she come out of this unprecedented time in history?
I'm alive and I'm healthy, knock wood, and you know, it's all good.
If you'd like to work with Laura and want to learn more about LMS Design, visit lmsdllc.com and find her on Instagram there. I'm Leslie Lotto.